everybody. Welcome to your Raw Recap for August 10th, 2020, brought to you by TheWrestlingChronicle.com. My name is Eric Vasquez. I'm the man that runs TheWrestlingChronicle.com, and I thank you for joining me tonight on this quick recap for tonight's Raw. Pretty much tonight's show was a steamroll way to get us ready for SummerSlam, and what a show tonight was. A lot of stuff happened tonight, so why don't we get into it? The show kicked off with Samoa Joe in the ring getting ready for a contract signing for a SummerSlam match between Dominic Mysterio and Seth Rollins. The first thing that I noticed during this segment is Dominic Mysterio is a pretty good talker. Rollins also comes out and he makes the match at SummerSlam a no disqualification match. After the contracts are signed, there is a match between Seth Rollins and Humberto Carrillo. Seth Rollins defeats Humberto Carrillo with the curb stomp. Rollins and Murphy then jump Dominic Mysterio after the match. Murphy and Rollins beat the holy hell out of Dominic with kendo sticks, leaving welts all over Dominic's chest and back. If you don't believe me how bad it was, you can go ahead and check out the pictures online. It's a pretty gruesome sight, to say the least. They really, really marked up his back. And with this contract signed, this means that Dominic Mysterio is a full-fledged WWE superstar. So one could say that maybe these lashings that he received via kendo stick is one way that he's maybe paying his dues in the wrestling business. But once again, let's make note that the match at SummerSlam between Seth Rollins and Dominic Mysterio looks like it'll be a no disqualification match. Now, it's going to be interesting to see if Dominic Mysterio is ready for this to be his first match. Not only is it a high profile match, it's against someone who's regarded as one of the best in the industry, so he has a lot on his plate, but I believe he is going to show a lot of promise. And if you look at his promo that he's been cutting, not only this week but last week's promo as well, pretty good. So at least we know he's a good talker. Let's hope that the skills are there in the ring and that he can have a great match with Seth Rollins at SummerSlam. So far, the build up for this match has been great. Every segment, Dominic has knocked it out of the park. So I'm really excited for this match. Next up, we have Zelina Vega out with Andrade and Angel Garza. Zelina Vega swears she had nothing to do with Montez Ford's poisoning. Now, it's odd that they did not use Bianca Belair jumping Zelina in her home over the weekend while she was live on Twitch. That kind of was a thing that made the internet go crazy because it was so well done. Nobody would expect them to use something like that to get an angle over. You know, it was just a normal Sunday. Next thing you know, Zelina Vega's, you know, streaming on Twitch, and then she gets jumped by Bianca Belair. So that was a really creative way to continue the angle, but it's kind of odd that WWE didn't capitalize on it and use it to advantage. Angelo Dawkins of the Street Profits defeated Andrade. Zelina tried to cause a distraction, but was disposed of by Bianca Belair, who came running down to the ring. After that, Bianca Belair defeated Zelina Vega. It was a very fun match. You'd think it would be one-sided, but Vega showed that she can really go in the ring. Next up, MVP held a VIP lounge segment. MVP blames this whole lights flickering retribution stuff on Apollo, who comes down to the ring. Apollo cuts a pretty good promo before revealing he and MVP will face each other one more time at SummerSlam. Lashley and Benjamin attempt to jump Apollo, but he ducks them and gets a shot in on MVP before tossing the couch out of the ring. There is a match between Shelton Benjamin, who defeats Apollo Crews thanks to a distraction from Bobby Lashley. After the match, Lashley went to put Apollo in the full Nelson, but was called off by MVP, who wants Apollo healthy for their match at SummerSlam. Apollo repays the gesture but with an enziguri to the back of the head of MVP. So MVP does, I guess you could say, a nice thing in not allowing his henchmen to jump Apollo, but Apollo gets the one-upsmanship and kicks MVP in the back of the head. And interesting that they're going with another match at SummerSlam, most likely for the U.S. Championship. Speaking of retribution, that weird group threw a cinder block through a window at the front of the WWE Performance Center. Good news, though, Mickie James is back, and apparently Lana and Natalya are the new Mean Girls of the WWE. Ricochet, Cedric Alexander, and the Viking Raiders defeat Akira Tozawa and Akira Tozawa's Ninjas. After the match, a ninja pinned Tozawa to win the 24/7 championship. That ninja was R-Truth. Pretty good stuff. Drew McIntyre claims that Randy Orton is afraid to pass the torch, but at SummerSlam, Drew will show Randy that Evolution has passed him by. That's pretty clever stuff. Peyton Royce defeated Liv Morgan. Ruby Riott was in Liv Morgan's corner. She caused a slight distraction for Liv, allowing Royce to hit the corkscrew neckbreaker for the win. It seems like there's a new rift in the Riott squad already. You know, they just reconciled and got back together, and already they're going to be at odds end. But never fear. It is time for Raw Underground. The first Raw Underground segment of the evening is Riddick Moss and Cal Bloom beating the shit out of each other. It was a wild brawl that spilled out of the makeshift ring and back into the ring, and then Riddick Moss just stomped the head of Cal Bloom, who, for those that don't know, is the son of NXT head trainer Matt Bloom, aka Albert A. Train, whatever you want to call him. That is his son, and he had to watch his son get his head stomped out by Riddick Moss, who hasn't been seen in a very long time, who is a former 24/7 champion. Next up on Raw, we have Asuka taking on Bayley. Asuka forced Bayley to submit to the Asuka Lock in a very hard-fought battle. Now Asuka will meet Sasha Banks at SummerSlam for the Raw Women's Championship. Back to Raw Underground, Arturo Ruas knocked out some dude in the second Raw Underground segment with a spinning back kick. Pretty interesting. Arturo Ruas is had a couple matches on NXT, had a couple matches in Evolve, so he's made his way around the wrestling world, and hopefully Raw Underground helps him get seen by more people. Speaking of Raw Underground, Shayna Baszler showed up and beat up three women at one time, so that was pretty neat. Retribution flipped over a car, which was interesting. And then for the final match of the evening, Randy Orton defeated Kevin Owens in a decent match. Owens had an opening and decided to mock Orton, but when Owens went for the stunner, Orton blocked it and hit an RKO for the ring, for the win. After that, we have a commercial break segment. When we come back, Randy Orton has to have a little talk with Ric Flair. Apparently, Randy Orton is upset at Ric Flair and says because of Ric Flair's ego, he is the reason that he had to face Kevin Owens tonight on Raw in a fight that he really didn't want to have. But because of Ric Flair and Ric Flair's ego, he had no choice but to be in this match. He's not mad. He's mad at Ric Flair. He has every right to be mad at Ric Flair, but he loves Ric Flair. But then he realizes that to him, Ric Flair is just a man who won't give up. He's no longer the nature boy of the old, but he won't give up his spot in the spotlight, basically. Randy Orton calls Ric Flair a spotlight whore. And he sort of says that the old Ric Flair wouldn't allow his heart to give out, end up in a coma, basically saying that the current Ric Flair is a shell and broken down old former version of the nature boy Ric Flair. Something that Ric Flair acknowledges. He says that he understands that the Ric Flair of the old no longer exists, that the current state of Ric Flair is the Ric Flair that we get. But to Ric Flair, after he's had all these issues health wise and these scares where we almost lost Ric Flair, he realizes that he had to talk to the people closest to him and let them know that he loves them, not only his family, but his close associates, such as Randy Orton. And the reason that he is having so much fun being at Randy Orton's side these past couple weeks is just that he enjoys being alongside someone that he feels is going to be the next great legend of this business. He wants to be by his side when he wins his 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and more title. But that's just out of admiration to Randy Orton and respect to Randy Orton, and has nothing to do with Ric Flair being in the spotlight. Of course he likes being in the spotlight. He likes being able to get phone calls from Hulk Hogan asking him what is it like to be on Raw. But it's not because he wants to take away the spotlight from Randy Orton. He just wants to be there and be proud with someone that he considers a friend. Randy Orton takes a couple more shots and says that Ric Flair wishes that he had a son like Randy Orton. But again, Ric Flair has a way of pulling on people's heartstrings, you know, with these really passionate pleas of, you know, I love you. I just want to be there for you and be happy and celebrate these big moments for you. And you can kind of see maybe it affected Randy Orton as well. The two share an embrace, but you kind of see where this is going at the end. They share a close embrace and you think everything is good. Randy Orton goes to leave and then turns around and gives Ric Flair the nastiest low blow I have ever seen. Ric Flair crumbles like a sack of bricks onto the floor, crying, going, oh my God, and he's making all types of noises. And then, of course, Randy Orton goes to that place where he decides to step into the corner, and he looks like he's going to set up for a vicious punt. And when he goes for the punt, the lights flicker, and it has to do with that retribution deal and everything. We don't see the impact of the kick, but we see Ric Flair laying there limp, completely silent, completely knocked out, checked out. WWE Champion Drew McIntyre runs down to the ring, which runs off Randy Orton. Then the officials and the referee comes down to the ring to check on Ric Flair. Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton have a really, really long stare down to close out the show. But the big thing is Randy Orton did a dastardly thing and kicking a 71-year-old man straight in the head just to prove a point that he will take out anyone on his way to the top. It's a definite good way to get me into what's going to happen for SummerSlam. I'm actually pretty excited for it based on what was going on with the closing segment. The best thing that I like about Raw at the moment is that there is little individual stories to go along with the big story behind the WWE Championship and Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre. I mean, you have Seth Rollins and Dominic Mysterio. You have Zelina Vega and Bianca Belair going at it. You have Andrade and Angel Garza, who's going to be taking on the Street Profits at SummerSlam for the Raw Tag Team Championships. You also have Bayley. She lost to Asuka tonight, which means that Asuka now has to face Sasha Banks at SummerSlam for the Raw Women's Championship. So there's a bunch of little stories to make, you know, to make up what we get as a program on WWE Raw. So it's not all that bad. I actually really, really have been enjoying Raw for the past couple months. I think it's a really good show. It's multifaceted, a lot of different layers for you to take a look at and for you to enjoy. So there you have it. That is the Raw recap for August 10th, 2020, brought to you by me, Eric, from the Wrestling Chronicle. Now, for those of you, you're probably checking out this recap, and you don't even know what the Wrestling Chronicle is, what recaps, or what sort of content that the Wrestling Chronicle offers. I understand that. It's been a very long time since I've actually put out some content, but being that it looks like because the pandemic is not going to change anytime soon, it looks like my schedule and the amount of time I have on my hands is not going to change as well. So hopefully this allows me to do a lot more wrestling content along with the other stuff that I have going on outside of wrestling. But I digress. Right now, I just want to get you guys back into the fold, back to getting used to hearing my voice and hearing me bring you content, everything that involves wrestling. So with that said, the best place to get all the content that comes from thewrestlingchronicle.com is to, well, head over to thewrestlingchronicle.com, but an even easier way is to find me on social media. I'm available all across the board on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you need me, I am there. You can follow me on Twitter where you can get my up-to-the-minute thoughts on anything that's happening in wrestling, plus live tweets during any major wrestling show. So follow me on Twitter at WrestlingCron. Then you can also check me out on Facebook if you need some wrestling content in your Facebook feed. You can check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheWrestlingChronicle. Also, check me out on Instagram if you want some wrestling content in your Instagram feed. The Instagram handle there is @WrestlingChronicle. So those are all the places you can check out Wrestling Chronicle content. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all there for you, as well as TheWrestlingChronicle.com. Now, pertaining to this audio recap, the audio recaps hopefully are going to start rolling in more frequently with other shows such as not only Raw tonight, but NXT, AEW, SmackDown, any sort of pay-per-views, takeover specials, or network specials. So hopefully I can get into the mind frame of delivering that content on a regular basis, so that way you could check it out, available on TheWrestlingChronicle.com. But these audio recaps are also available all across the board, all over the internet. You can find them on the Apple Podcast Directory, Spotify Podcast Directory, Stitcher is also available, Google Play Store, and Pandora. Basically anywhere you can get podcasts. All you have to do is search the Wrestling Chronicle Podcast Network and hit subscribe. And the best thing about it is you get all of those shows under one feed, so you don't have to go searching around the internet and subscribing to multiple feeds. Now, with that said, since I'm getting back into the swing of creating content for wrestling, I would like to see if I can get other people on board who would like to develop a team and join the Wrestling Chronicle in hopes of developing wrestling content on a more frequent basis. For the longest time, the Wrestling Chronicle has been a one-man show. Me, and I would like to see if maybe I can get other people involved. Maybe that will alleviate some of the burden and some of the burnout that I usually feel trying to come up with content in the wrestling world. So, if you would like to be a part of the Wrestling Chronicle team, whether it's doing audio work like podcasts, certain podcast shows, reviews, whatever have you, or if you would like to do more written work like opinion pieces, written recaps, or anything of the like, I would like to have you join the Wrestling Chronicle. The best way to do so is just to shoot me an email. Let me know who you are. Shoot me an email over at thewrestlingchronicle@gmail.com, and in the subject line, put team. Now, in terms of the email, just let me know your name, how old you are, and where you're from, how long you've been a wrestling fan, and what ideas in terms of content do you have that you would like to bring to the Wrestling Chronicle. If you're more open to being part of the staff in terms of creating audio work, like such as recaps such as this one, or print work, if you would like to do recaps or opinion pieces, in writing, there's something we can find for you as long as you want to be a part of the team. So, again, if you would like to be a part of the Wrestling Chronicle, shoot me an email, thewrestlingchronicle@gmail.com. In the subject line, put team, so I know it's pertaining to you would like to be a part of the Wrestling Chronicle. Let me know your name, your age, and where you're from, how long you've been a wrestling fan, and if you have any ideas in terms of content for the Wrestling Chronicle. And hopefully in due time, we can develop a staff of like-minded wrestling fans who want to deliver the best wrestling content possible. But in that time, might as well check out these recaps. Again, you can check it out on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Pandora, Apple Podcasts. And if you can't get to those places, just check me out on TheWrestlingChronicle.com. So, again, my name is Eric. Thank you so much for listening to this recap, and I'll check you on the next one.